Well, good morning.
早安。
It is a delight to see you this morning.
我非常高兴今天早上能来到你们中间。
I'm just looking at the back clock and it says it is a quarter to three.
但是后面的钟是说快要到三点了。
So you're in danger. If I don't have a clock to follow, we may be here all day.
今天非常危险，如果我不跟着跟我要跟着钟走的话，我们就一直会留得很晚。
But I want to wish you a happy new year.
但是我要跟你讲新年快乐。
And it's just wonderful to be thinking about your pastor and to know that he's going back to bring his family back. And I'm just rejoicing with you. Isn't that a wonderful answer to prayer, how God provides?
我非常高兴地听到我们的牧师已经回到中国要把他的家人带到这边来。
At the beginning of every new year, it's always fun for me. I don't know if it's fun, but it's kind of a way I always do things.
但是对我来讲每一年新年的时候我都觉得是很有意思的。
Part of it is looking back.
有某一方面是回顾。
That's not always the fun part.
对我来讲这是很有意思的。
And part of it's looking ahead.
同样的是要往前看。
And we're going to talk a little bit about that whole process in our sharing on this Sunday morning.
但是我们就要继续往这件事情讲我要跟你有些分享。
Sometimes I think of life as a classroom.
有的时候我觉得我们的生命就像在一个课室里面一样。
It's a place, a time, an opportunity for us to learn lessons.
我们在那个地方里面去学一些功课。
Lessons that will help shape and mold our lives.
这样的一些功课让我们能够塑造我们的生命。
Maybe lessons about things we tried that didn't work out very well.
也许我们过去做的一些事情是失败的。
And sometimes lessons about things that we tried again and again and found to be true and helpful.
有的时候我们这些功课一直在学然后最后总算觉得是对我们有帮助的。
We've kind of been watching that unfold in the life of our 10-month-old first great-granddaughter.
我们就是看到在我们的一个曾孙的十个月大曾孙里面他的生命。
Her name is Bridget, but we call her Bridgie.
她的名字是 Bridget, 我们叫她 Bridgie。
And you know I'm not prejudiced, but she's the most beautiful young baby I've ever seen in my whole life.
我并不是很主观的，因为我觉得她是我所看到最漂亮的一个婴儿。
She lives a little ways up from us, so we occasionally get to see her through pictures online, or we talk to her FaceTime.
她离我住的地方非常远，所以我们有时候要在 FaceTime 上面去跟她讲话，或者是有的时候我们看到她寄来一些照片。
And every time we look, she has learned something new.
每一次我们看到的时候，她有学到一些新的东西。
The latest thing she's learned to do is how to crawl.
最新的就是她会开始爬了。
And she crawls like about 100 miles per hour.
爬的速度实在太快，像100里。
And she's kind of learned how to lift herself up and stand.
有的时候会把自己撑起来，站起来。
And she's learning how to take a book and to turn the pages.
开始拿一本书，然后翻那个翻篇。
So she's learning all these things that I think are going to be an important part of her life moving forward.
她学这些很多东西是因为可以帮助她将来更多的成长。
I want to talk today about the idea of, I want you to be asked this question, what did I learn last year that I'm going to remember this year and the rest of my life?
我现在就要问你一个问题，我从过去一年里面我可以学看到什么事情，我可以学到新的功课。
I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to be honest. How many of you learned something last year?
有多少人去年学到一些新的东西？
Raise your hand, come on.
举起手。
Did you learn something last year?
你有没有学到一些新的东西？
Well, I think that's an important question. If you haven't thought about it and I just caught you off guard, I want you to be able to go home today and ask,What lesson did I learn from last year that I need to remember?
我今天要你回家的时候好好思想一下过去去年一年里面学到什么样的功课。
A good example of that is a man by the name of Paul who we know well from Scripture.
我们大家知道有个很好的榜样就是保罗在圣经里面讲的。
The book of Philippians is written about a year or two, we think, before Paul is ready to die.
在那个腓立比书是他在寻道的前一两年写的。
And he's in jail.
他那时候在监狱里。
And in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, he's kind of reflecting a little bit on his life.
在第四章什么，就是他在思想他这一生中里面的生命。
And here's something he says in about verse 10 or 12.
在第四章第十节里面这样说。
I have learned in whatsoever situation I am to be content.
我不管在什么样里面情况里面，我都学会到知足。
And I'm paraphrasing this. He said, I've learned that in good times and in bad times.
我不管在好的事情里面或在不好的事情里面，我都学会知足。
And I know that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
凡是靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So I was thinking about that, and I wondered, where did he learn that lesson about being content in every situation of life?
所以我在思想，他怎么样可以在不管什么环境里面，他都可以知足呢？
And I've been reading in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, because of some circumstances in my life I want to tell you a little about as we move forward.
所以当我在哥林多后书12章里面，我就想到他保罗他的经历。
But the first thing I want us to do is, as Bianca leads us, to read verses 1 through 10 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我会在这边念哥林多后书第12章1到10节，所以你有圣经的话，请你翻到哥林多后书12章1到10节。我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道。或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。我认着这人，或在身内或在身外我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语是人不可说的。为这人我要夸口，是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外我并不夸口。我这就是愿意夸口也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见所听见的，又恐怕我因所得启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我身体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，求这刺离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力辅庇我。”我为基督的缘故，所以软弱凌辱极难逼迫困苦唯可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强了。
Now, how many have ever heard those verses before?
有多少人看过这一段圣经？
Are they kind of new to you?
还是这一段圣经对你来讲是很新的？
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the context or the setting of these verses.
我们来看看这一段圣经的背景。
And I'm going to do it pretty quickly, butPaul, when he writes this second letter to the church of Corinth, is defending the fact that he is an apostle of Christ.
And 当他在写哥林多后书的时候，他是跟这个教会讲，说他是神所派来的使徒。
A lot of the people were questioning that because they had other what they called super apostles who they thought were much more skilled at speaking than he was.
因为那时候在那个教会里面，有人就觉得有一些更强的一些使徒在那里。
And in this passage of scripture, Paul is reflecting on a time 14 years earlier when God kind of appears to him in a vision.
他那时候呢是他在提醒他14年神给他看的一个异象。
And he reveals all of these wonderful truths about himself that Paul really wants to share, but he's not going to be able to share because it would be too difficult for others maybe to understand.
神给他启示非常大，他很想跟人家分享，可是他没有分享。
But he thinks if he could share these wonderful things, maybe they might be more impressed with him as an apostle.
如果说他把这更大的启示跟他们人分享的话，人家会觉得哦，他是一个很棒的一个使徒。
But this passage of scripture says that God did not want him to be conceited or arrogant.
但是这地方讲说神不希望他自高自大。
So he sent through Satan a messenger that caused Paul some trouble.
所以呢，神就差了一个使者，然后给他身上带来一些困扰。
He calls this messenger, and what he brings into Paul's life, a thorn in the flesh.
这个地方呢，就讲到说是在他身上的一个刺。
Now let me just pause for a moment.
让我们停一下。
I'm a gardener, and I like to work in my backyard with roses.
我很喜欢在我的院子里面做些员工的事情。
And I kind of prune them, and every time I prune my roses, I come in the house.And my arms are all bloody.
And 我很喜欢去剪那个玫瑰，但是每次我做完的时候，我全身都是有很多的地方都是流血。
I get some of those thorns stuck in my flesh.
所以很多的刺会在我的身上。
So a couple years ago, my wife Beverly bought me a pair of these really long gloves that go up my arm so I don't have to worry about thorns in the flesh.
所以后来我的妻子呢买了两个很长的手套让我戴着手上所以我就不再会被刺伤。
Have you ever had a thorn?
你有没有在刺
伤 It's pretty painful.
是非常疼痛的。
And it's really painful to Paul.
And 对保罗来讲是非常疼痛。
Now it's not roses that are causing him problems.
这并不是一个玫瑰的刺让他疼痛。
We're not really sure what it is that's causing a problem.
但我们不知道这根刺到底是什么。
Some people think maybe that Paul had a speech problem or speech impediment.
And 也许有些人说他言语上面有些困难。
Some people think that because he cared so much for the nation of Israel that he was constantly grieving over their loss.
所以有人觉得他因为他非常非常爱犹太人，所以呢，他常常都是非常的悲伤的。
But it was painful enough that it says he pleaded with God three times to take that thorn away.
但是呢，他是为这个刺在他身上是这么样的疼痛，他向主求了三次把这个刺移开。
Now, when it says three times, that's an idiom. It means not just three times, but he repeated with God over those 14 years many times for God to take that thorn away.
我们相信不是只是三次，在14年里面，我相信他一直的重复向神把这个刺拿移开。
Let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
Have you ever pleaded for God to take something away?
你有没有向神说把我生命上的一些痛苦移开？
Have you ever been in the midst of a problem that is so large and so big and you keep asking God to take it away, but it doesn't go away?
但是有时候你在痛苦悲哀里面的时候你向神求把它移开但是神没有移开。
Then you know what I'm thinking today.
所以为什么我就要跟你分享这件事为什么
That Paul's situation is not uncommon to ours.
And 保罗他的情况跟我们也没有什么不同。
And we have pain.
我们也会有疼痛
illness,
我们会有疾病
unsolvable problems,
没有办法解决的问题
broken relationships,
我们的人际关系是破裂
dysfunctional families,
and, 有破碎的家庭
fears,
我们有害怕
financial problems,
我们的经济困难
and all of these things we may ask God to remove in a moment and sometimes that does not happen.
这所有列上这些事情呢我们都希望神把它移开但是神没有移开
But God says two things to Paul in this situation that are going to help him.
但神向这个保罗说两件事情说可以帮助他。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用。
And secondly,
第二个,
my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
我的能力在你的软弱上得以完全。
Now, I'm going to come back to you and talk about those two things for a moment.
And 我等一下再会回到这两件事上。
But I want to tell you about my lesson that's not unlike this one this year.
And 我要跟你分享我自己的经验。
You probably saw me kind of limping just a little bit up the steps.
And 你可以看到我好像有点瘸腿。
But eight weeks ago, I had my right knee replaced.
And 在eight weeks, right?
Eight weeks ago.
Yeah, 八个礼拜前呢，我的那个膝盖换掉了。
Does that sound painful?
是不是听起来很疼痛
？And I just want you to know that I'm just walking fine.
And 我原来我是行走蛮好的。
I have had no pain since I had my surgery.
And 自从我有了手术以后，我再也没有疼痛了。
It's kind of a miracle how God did that.
就像好像一个奇迹像。
But three days after I had my knee done, I began to become very, very sick.
And, 但三天以后这开刀三天以后我变得非常非常的我的生病。
I couldn't eat and I couldn't sleep.
我不能睡吃不能吃也不能睡。
And over the next three or four weeks, I lost 21 pounds.
And 在三四个礼拜我就掉了21磅。
I went to the ER one night.
我有天到急诊室。
And came back with having had some IVs, but they had no idea what was wrong with me.
他们给我打了静脉的水但是他们也不知道怎么回事。
I went home,
我回家
and 4 weeks ago today, on a Sunday morning, I went back to the ER for the second time.
And 在四个礼拜前的一个礼拜天的早上，我又回到急诊室。
I was so sick that when I got to the door, they rushed a wheelchair to me and wheeled me right in to test me.
哎，我那时候病得非常重，所以他们用一个车子，然后就把我赶快送到急诊室。
6 hours later,
6个小时以后,
you know how it is when you're in the emergency room.
但你就想到能在急诊室6个小时以后,
and after a battery of tests, they came back and they said, here's what's wrong with you.
他们做了很多的给我做了一些检查，然后他们告诉我。
You have an ulcer between your stomach and your intestinal tract.
你在你的胃跟肠子中间呢，有一个溃疡。
And my wife, who was with me, said, could that cause that much pain?
所以我的太太说，这会是不是造成我很痛的原因？
And the doctor said, absolutely.
所以医生说，就是这个原因。
But that doctor to that day gave me 2 magical pills.
那天医生给我两个非常奇妙的药。
Ever since,
我自从那时候就开始一直在每天在吃。
I haven't had any more stomach pain.
我再也没有这个肠胃的痛。
I've gained back 10 pounds of my 20 pounds.
失掉的20磅，我已经有10磅回来了。
But you know, my wife kind of likes me skinny, so.
虽然我看起来好像还蛮瘦的。
But the main thing that's happened is I've been gaining my strength.
但最重要的是，我慢慢我的力量回来了。
The most difficult thing for me in that 4-week period was weakness.
在我那4个礼拜的那几个礼拜中间，我最痛苦的就是因为我非常的软弱。
In high school, I was a weightlifter. In college, I was a basketball player.
当我在高中的时候，我是举重的。然后我在大学呢，我是打篮球的。
My wife used to always say to me, "You're the strongest man I ever knew."
我太太常常说你是一个最强壮的，我所看最强壮的人。
I don't think she knew that many men, but that's what she said.
可是我太太她没有看到很多的男人，但是是她的对我的恭维。
But for the first time, I could hardly dress myself.
我自有生以来第一次，我甚至连穿衣服都没有力气。
I could hardly get out of the shower in the morning.
我甚至没有办法从那个浴室走出来。
The slightest little task, I would just be absolutely exhausted, and I had to lay on my bed.
一点点小的事情都让我精疲力尽。
And that's when these verses came to my mind.
就在那个时候，这一段经文来到我的脑海里。
That I am weak.
我是软弱的。
That my flesh is weak.
我的肉体非常软弱。
That this body is a tent.
我这是一个像一个帐篷一样，我的身体。
Paul says that I am clothed in the flesh, with that which is perishable.
我这样的一个帐篷呢，是会朽坏的。
One day it is going to be replaced with something eternal and immortal.
将有一天会换成不朽坏的。
But right now it is weak and subject to pain and decay.
但现在是非常软弱的，变非常疼痛。
So I want to be sharing with you a little bit about some of the lessons that I learned.
所以我要跟你分享我最近学到的功课。
Are important to you because I want you to think about that area that you're struggling with as a weakness.
我在想让你去思想，有的时候我们对这些挑战的这些事情是我们的一些软弱。
I want you to see it as an opportunity in which God is getting your attention.
但这次是一个神给一个机会让要拿到你的注意力。
And I think he's really saying to us, if I can say it this way,
但是神是要跟我们这样说的。
There's a lesson I want you to learn in this hard place.
在你的一个痛苦里面，我希望能够学到一个功课。
So let's talk about a few things that we can learn.In our weakness.
所以我们来在我们的软弱里面可以学到什么样的功课呢?
Here's the first thing. My weakness exposes the inadequacy of my personal resources.
第一个就是我的软弱让我显露了我的不能够不足的地方。
That's a long sentence, isn't it? Can I say it once more? My weakness exposes the inadequacy of my personal resources.
我的软弱显露了我的不足。
I mean, Paul, as he was dealing with this thorn in the flesh, was so overwhelmed, he was begging God to remove it from him.
但是保罗呢，因为他这个刺带来这么多的痛苦14年，他常常向神求。
And I can't tell you how many times in that 4-week period, in the middle of the night, I was saying to God, please God, take this away.
在那个四个礼拜我的痛苦里面我常常向神求请你把这个疼痛拿去。
Please God, I feel weak.
我是这样的软弱。
And during the time I was going through this, my wife was also sick and I was trying to have her help me, but it was very difficult for her too.
在我生病的时候我的妻子也在生病所以要她来帮助我是非常困难的。
So Lord,Maybe you could heal Bev and help her feel better so she could take care of me.
所以我就向神求说先医治我的妻子所以她可以来帮助我。
But for both, for about 3 or 4 weeks, we were both just sick and miserable together.
但是在那三四个礼拜，我们两个都病得蛮重的。
But during that time,
就在那时候
I learned that God had not abandoned me.
但是我学校神并没有放弃我。
I began to discover a source of strength in Him that would allow me to awaken every morning, encouraged that He was going to be with me during that day.
但我发现呢，我每天早上起来的时候，神会给我力量，让我能够支持那一天。
I didn't get better.
我并没有好转。
I actually felt a couple days, and I know this sounds dramatic, like I was going to die.
And 有几天我甚至觉得我可能到死去了。
Have you ever in the middle of a problem said, God, just take me home?
And 有时候你的困难太大的时候，你就说啊，就让我死了算了。
In a small way, that's exactly how I was feeling.
And 就在一个这样那个时候，我就是像神就把我带走。
But I began to think about Paul's circumstance when God did not answer his prayer.
And 我就想到保罗他的经历，神没有马上答复他的祷告。
God said, I have a purpose in this for you.
And 我这边为在你的生命里面有个目的。
I don't want you to be conceited and to boast about yourself.
我不希望你这边非常自高自大。
But I want you to discover that I am your source of strength and I'm the one in whom you should boast.
但是我是你力量的来源，可以让你夸口。
This time of weakness proved to me that I can't just muscle up and handle all of my problems.
我们看到在我们在软弱的时候，不是说我要想要强壮就可以强壮然后解决的问题。
This helped me know how desperately I needed resources above and beyond mine.
在那个时候我就发现是我需要神那边的来源来帮助我。
So sometimes God uses our weakness just to say, you know what? You can't do this. You really need me.
And so 有时候神借这件事情跟我讲说你做不到所以你需要我。
If you agree with that, say amen.
如果说你同意的话说 amen.
Say it really out loud so I can hear.
Amen.
Yes, amen, right? Amen.You must really want to get my attention because you know how desperately I need you.
我真的非常需要你。
So here's a second thing, and it's a little bit like this, but I want to talk about it. My weakness explores my need of a savior.
我的软弱揭露我需要我们的救主。
One of the greatest hopes that we have is the hope of life eternal.
我们知道最大的盼望就是我们知道有永生。
We are not going to live forever.
我们知道我们没有办法活到一辈子。
The Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die and enter judgment.
人人都有一死，也有审判。
The Bible also says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
只有借我们的罪，只有借着神才能够得到拯救。
There would be no hope for this weakened flesh.If it were not for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们在我们这样一个软弱的肉体上是一点盼望都没有只有到我们将来进到永生里面。
There would be no help for these weak, sinful lives if it were not the shed blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
如果没有神宝血的拯救的话我们这生命是无价值的。
And the moment of salvation spiritually is sometimes like the moment of healing physically.
And 就是神他就这样在拯救我们就是拯救我们整个新生灵。
The moment of salvation comes when we recognize how sick and sinful we are.
当我们自己看到我们是这样一个罪人的时候。
And we realize that we cannot save ourselves.
我们没有办法拯救我们自己。
That we are no match for the enemy in our own strength.
我们没有办法与仇敌的力量抗衡。
And we reach out and relinquish or give ourselves over to Jesus Christ, who is our hope and salvation.
所以我们把我们的手伸出来向神求助，降服在他面前。
There's this wonderful verse that Paul writes in his second letter in this same book in chapter 4.
And 同样在哥林多后书第二章第四章里面讲到。
And here's what he says. Though the outward man is being destroyed or perishing,
我们外表虽然是会毁坏的。
The inward man is being renewed and restored.
And 但是我们内心会不再再会被更新。
Isn't that a great verse?
这是不是一个很棒的一个经文
？So all this stuff on the outside is happening, but if I'm yielding and trusting God, God is renewing me and strengthening me and preparing me for life eternal that He plans for me.
虽然外面都是毁坏的，但是因为有主的关系，让我们内心不断的更新。
So my weakness gives me an opportunity to explore.The salvation that I have in the Savior of Jesus Christ, who I so desperately need.
所以我的 软弱的 揭露到我需要神，然后帮助我在我这一生更有能力。
Here's the third thing.
第三点。
In my weakness, God extends His grace to me.
在我的软弱里面呢，神向我施展他的恩典。
Paul is in that path, time of his life, and experiencing the pain that he is, and feeling exasperated.
在保罗他的经历里面，在他疼痛里面，他非常经历非常大的痛苦。
Who knows what he may have tried to relieve his pain or to relieve his worry or his anxiety?
我们都不知道他用什么样的方法去解除他的痛苦。
But in that moment, God says to him, "My grace is sufficient for you."
但在那个时候，神跟他讲，我的恩典够你用。
What he's really saying is, "My grace in this moment is exactly enough." For what you need.
但耶神在跟他讲说，在你这样这么大的痛苦里面，我的恩典够你用。
I want to be healed.
我虽然希望被拯救。
My grace is enough for you today.
但神的恩典今天够你用。
Lord, I'm worried about my finances. I don't know what to do.
我非常担心我的经济，我不知道该怎么办。
I know.
我知道。
But today, my grace.Is enough for you.
但神说，我的恩典在这个时候够你用的。
And here's the truth: God's grace is more than enough to meet our needs, no matter what they may be.
在事实上，就神的恩典在我们任何的时候都是够我们用的。
We have this wonderful verse in the Bible that I know you know pretty well, 1 Corinthians 10:13.
我们都知道，在圣经里面，在哥林多前书第十三章。
There's no trial you go through.
没有任何的试炼，你经历的试炼。
No test you face,
不管的试验
but God is faithful,
但神是信实的
and He will provide a way of escape.
他会给你让你能够逃脱
He will give you His grace,
他会给你他的恩典
so that you can bear it.
所以你可以承担
Have you found that to be true?
你是不是真的是事实呢
Here's what I know.
这是我知道的
Sometimes in the midst of the problem, all I feel is pressure.
在我在问题里面，我常常感到就是压力。
But when I look back, I can see God's purpose in it.
但是当我回想的时候，我看到神的旨意在那里。
So sometimes in the midst of the pressure of the problem, we have to be able to say, God, I know you want to do something good in my life in this and through this if I just trust you.
所以在那样一个压力的时候，我们要向神讲，我知道你在我身上有一个特别的一个旨意。
First John has this wonderful declaration.
在约翰一书里面有这样说。
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
他在里面的比世界上的任何都要大。
In a really famous book that I read as a young man growing up called The Hiding Place, the story of Corrie ten Boom is told.
在我年轻的时候我读到一本书叫做藏身之处。
Corrie ten Boom lived during the time of World War II.
And Corrie ten Boom 是在第二次世界大战的时候生活的。
And she and her Dutch family during that war hid Jewish people from the Nazis who were coming to kill them.
And 她呢，她跟他们的一些犹太的朋友，那个时候德国要把所有的犹太人给杀掉。
And one day the German soldiers discovered what they were doing.
And 所以他们那时候把很多的犹太人藏起来，但是德国的军队找到他们。
And Corrie ten Boom and her sister and her parents and all of her family were carried off to horrible Nazi prison camps.
And 所以在那个时候，他们全部都被抓到犹太的集中营去。
In the hiding place, Corrie ten Boom tells how horrible it was when her sister died in that prison camp alongside her.
And 在那个集中营里面，她的姐姐过世了。
And how horrible it was when she heard that her parents also had succumbed to the Nazi soldiers while imprisoned in a prison camp.
And 在那么恐怖的这些情况，不但她的姐姐，她的父母亲也在集中营去世。
And she confesses in the midst of that suffering that for a moment she despaired.
在那个时候，她的痛苦说她已经没有办法忍受下去。
But this is what she wrote as she experienced God's grace in the midst of that horrible place.
但是她自己写下来，在她最痛苦的时候，神的给她的经历。
There is no pit so deep, but that God's grace is deeper still.
没有一个坑是这么样的深到神的恩典没有办法下去的。
Do you understand that?
能够了解吗？
No problem so big,
没有任何一个问题是太大
so horrific,
so, 非常可怕的。
But God's grace is not bigger yet.
但是神的恩典比这都要大。
And that's the comfort, and that's the strength. 这是对我们，
是我们很大的安慰，给我们能力。
That we can carry through those moments of weakness and struggle that are just a part of the classroom of life, aren't they?
在我们的生命里面，在我们痛苦挣扎的时候，这样是一个很大的安慰。
Where God is teaching us,
神在教导我们,
shaping us,
and 在塑造我们,
molding us,
and 继续在塑造我们,
so that we will learn to trust in Him,
我们可以继续的信, 依赖他,
and say with Paul,
and 就像保罗一样,
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
我凡事都能做, 靠着那加给我力量。
Here's a fourth thing, you ready?
第四点,
My weakness exalts the power of God.
在我的软弱彰显了神的大能。
My weakness gives God's grace and power an opportunity to be on display.
但我在软弱的时候呢，他的恩典是让我，他的恩典成为一个我生命的舞台。
Paul writes about that in the book of 2 Corinthians as well.
在哥林多后书他继续这样说。
Here's what he says.
他这样说。
We have this treasure, meaning Jesus,In jars of clay.
我们在我们的宝，我们这个有个宝贝在那个瓦器里。
Jars of clay that could be cracked and broken very easily.
有的时候是很容易破碎的。
We have this treasure in jars of clay in order that the power of God may be seen to be of Him, not of us.
在一个宝贝在那瓦器里，虽然有时候会破碎，但是那个宝贝会出来。
So that when we're kind of cracked up by life,
有时候我们的生命被破碎的时候。
And we're trusting God.
我们信靠神。
And people are looking at us and saying, how can you do that?
有时候人家觉得我们很奇怪，怎么可能做得出来。
It's as if the light of God is shining through those cracks.
就在那个时候，神的宝贝，他的光从那样的一个破碎的瓦器出来。
And people see it's not our strength, but or our power, but it's the power of God.
不是我们的能力或力量，而是神的能力跟力量。
So our weakness exalts the power of God. It gives his strength an opportunity to be on full display.
所以我的软弱彰显了神的大能。
And the final thing that's just almost like that is this. My weakness emerges as an opportunity for me to glorify God.
在我的软弱里面是一个荣耀神的一个机会。
So maybe you've been sick and you come back to work and they say, wow, you look great. Yeah, I'm doing really good.
虽然有时候你生病了，你回到工作上面，人家说：“哦，你看起来很好。”
But you don't say anything about the fact that the Church of God has been praying for you, that your friends have been lifting you up in prayer.
但你从没有人家讲说，许多的人，你的朋友、家人都在为你祷告。
Maybe your friends are saying, "What doctor did you go to? What medication are you taking?"
有人会问说：“你是医生是谁？你吃什么药？”
But I'm standing before you today to say this.
但我今天站在你面前，我可以这样说。
It is God who has healed me.
是因为神他医治了我。
I'm giving glory to God.
我必须要在这时候把荣耀归给神。
At the very least, he guided those doctors in the ER to give me the medication that I need.
我那时候是这样的一个软弱，但是他帮助的急诊室的医生让我能够医治。
Daily in the midst of the darkness, when Bev and I would have our prayer time, God's light of hope would shine through, and we knew somehow.Some way that we would get through it.
在我们的生命里面有很多黑暗的时候，但是我们就向神祷告，神在那个时候会给我们的光，给我们力量，然后能够胜过。
So here's what Paul says at the end of this wonderful passage of scripture.
但是保罗在这地方跟我们分享。
I will glory not in myself, but I will glory in what God has done for me.
不是要荣耀我自己，而是我要借这个机会荣耀神。
I am content, he says.
我是知足的。
For his strength has been made perfect in my weakness.
我的软弱可以彰显他的完全。
So here's a lesson that I'm taking away from 2025.
所以这个功课呢，是我2025年我所学的。
I'm not as strong as I think I am.
我再也不是像过去那么强壮了。
I'm pretty weak.
我非常软弱的。
I can't fix all my physical problems.
我没有办法解决我所有肉体身体上的疾病。
I need a God who is stronger than me.
但是我需要一个比我强壮的，像神来帮助我。
I know I can't fix my sin problem. I need a Savior.
我知道我没有办法解决我罪的问题，我需要一个救主。
My lesson learned this life in this last year has been my physical needs demand of me of faith in a God who heals and restores.
在肉体上我的软弱需要向神求，在这个时候他可以医治我。
And in my weakness, God is looking to give his supernatural power and peace to me.
在我这样一个软弱的时候，神给他一个他自己的一个神的能力来帮助我们。
So I can boast in him.
我可以在他面前夸口。
And not myself.
不是夸口我自己。
So do you have a lesson from last year?
你是不是在过去这一年学到一个功课？
And if you don't, let this be your lesson for the new year.
如果你还没有学到功课，希望这个成为你今年的功课。
When I'm asking God for something and nothing seems to change.
如果有时候向神求说，但是什么事情都没有改变。
When I'm going through a hard time and I'm feeling really weak and alone.
我虽然有时候经过一些痛苦的时间，然后我的身体非常软弱。
God has not forgotten me.
但神永远没有忘记我。
God will not abandon me.
神也不会放弃我。
He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我永远不会离弃你。
But he said, if you will trust me in this moment of weakness,
但如果你在软弱的时候信靠我，
I will be your strength and your power.
我会成为你力量的来源。
And that will bring glory to my name.
就是因为这样子会荣耀我的名。
Let's learn that lesson together this year, shall we?
让我们一起来学这功课，好不好？
All right, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this moment to trust you for this very simple truth.
我们在这个时候，我们特别向你感谢，我们有这样的一个功课，我们可以学习来信靠你。
We know that every day is a potential classroom for us to learn something about you and about ourselves.
每一天都是我们可以在你面前学功课的机会。
Help us to listen well.
让我们能够好好倾听。
And to learn well,
and也学习
by trusting you for your grace and strength each and every day.
在每一天每时刻信靠你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告祈求奉主的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.